during the war, people did cooperate a lot. My father, at haymaking time and harvest time, he cooperated with Tatums, Jimmy Tatum's father, Fred,
yes,
and Kathleen's father, Sammy. They all worked together during the wartime.
Did Fred and Sammy have different small holdings, or were they...
I don't know. Yeah. I think they always seemed to work together, as I remember them.
Did they have land down Quainton Road, the Tatums?
They had land which didn't border Carter's Lane. They and their Uncle George and Uncle Fred had land next to my father, which went back towards Manor Farm.
That's
and which had originally been part of Manor Farm.
Yeah, yeah.
It was called Lower Shots Hill.
And Manor Farm, is that when you mentioned Manor Farm, do you mean, and that's where the Finnemores live now?
Yes, precisely.
Where yeah. Sun Brazier and that.
And Sun Brazier farmed it during the war. And right. Poppet's farm.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
That's right. So they all worked together. And another interesting thing my father told me was, when there was a farm sale during the wartime, although the machinery was sold as normal, if there was a tractor for sale, it was valued at a certain price, and all the farmers who wanted it had to enter a raffle for it. And the raffle tickets were £1 each, and because Freddie and Sammy Tatum hadn't got a tractor, and my father had, he entered the raffle on their behalf. As well as themselves.
Oh, yes.
So he bought a ticket for, and they paid him for this ticket. So they had three tickets instead of two.
Oh.
But unfortunately for them, they didn't win the tractor. That's as I'm told.
Well, I
that's
never
as
did.
My memory remembers, you see.
Because again, tractors in the Second World War were quite a new thing.
They were. And there were mostly Fordson tractors. People like Victor Alderman, who were licensed threshing machine operators, they had a big W9 international tractor which came from America. Yes, they ordered it from America.
Gosh.
So they obviously had some dispensation.
Yes, and he contracted all round everything for threshing, I understand.
Yes, he did. And Gordon did it, and David Rawlins helped them later on. I don't know. Because David Rawlins was in the Merchant Navy during the war, I believe.
Right.
He may even have been in the Royal Navy.
Right.
But,
okay.
And after the war, he went and helped the Aldermen's threshing.